reporting now from up north is Holly Kwan from KCBS and also ANN. Good morning.
You better tell her what ANN stands for.
She knows. Don't act like that, Yuzette. Uh-huh. Anyway, good morning, Holly. Where are you at and what are you seeing?
Hey, I'm in Chico. Actually, I'm on my way to Chico to the Incident Base Command Center. They usually have 7 o'clock briefings, and that's when they send out the strike teams. They get their marching orders for where they're supposed to go during the day, what the terrain's going to look like, and what kind of weather they're going to be facing for the day. And usually it's pretty smoky. You know, you think it's bad in the Bay Area. You know, we've been sort of measuring the particulates in the Bay Area. It's like 175, 178. I didn't measure it until yesterday. I don't know why I wasn't thinking of this. It's 218 in Chico. So that's like one level below hazardous.
Are you reporting through a mask right now?
I'm not. You know, my mask is in the trunk. I'm not a very good practitioner. I'm a bad practitioner of good health.
Okay.
And do you have one of those full respirator things or just the simple white mask?
No, I have the white, simple white mask, but it is the N95 kind. It's the kind that they tell you you have to have, otherwise it's not going to do you any good.
Right. You know, I've been hearing you a ton, and obviously it seems like you're there. Do you ever sleep? I mean, it does seem like you're constantly on KCBS reporting live.
Sleep is like, I don't know, 6 hours or so, which isn't bad. It's not
Where
bad.
Do you sleep, Holly? Do you get a hotel room or your car? Like, how does that work?
Well, no, I'm totally ready to sleep in the car, but they did actually get me a motel room. It's in Willows, which is like 37 miles away, which at first sounds like, well, why would I want to be so far away? But actually, the air quality there is better than it is in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way that the wind shift is, it's better there. So I do this, you know, 37-mile drive back and forth into Chico.
Well, and actually, that's, you know, the fact that you even can get a hotel room with so many people displaced.
I know. That's why I was totally thinking about Holly this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's no vacancy in this one. And, you know, and people are, I mean, the evacuations, there are 52,000 people evacuated. They're anywhere from, like, you know, Redding to the north to Sacramento in the south. Mm. And so that's how far people have gone.
And
you know,
so
to get away.
This morning we got a report that now the fire has claimed 42 lives and the search will begin at daylight. So any minute now as they're going to be continuing to look for more victims, correct?
Yeah, they asked for 150 more search and recovery personnel, more cadaver dogs. They actually asked for two of those military-style portable morgues. So that's pretty sobering to give you an idea of what they're expecting. They only have IDs on 4 of these people because they may be perhaps burned beyond recognition. They're also asking for what they call these federal rapid ID response teams. These are people who specialize in analyzing skeletal remains, and they can determine gender, they can determine possibly ethnicity, just looking at the bones. But when they tell us things like that, you start to think, oh my gosh, you know,
what is it
that they're looking for?
Right, you have a rough day ahead. Thanks a lot, Holly.
I have, as a human being, Holly, how do you handle being in such devastation?
It's rattling. It's sobering. And the thing is that I feel like, you know, my gosh, at some point I get to come home. These people don't get to come home. And some of them are like, you know, council people who live in this community.
Right.
They're working and their houses were destroyed. And so some of them say, you know, the way that they get through it is that they stay busy. And they're so busy doing their job, they don't have time to process what's already happened to them.
All right. Thank you.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Take
thank
care,
you
Holly.
So much, Holly. Be careful out there.